Let's go now to Luke, listening in Claremont, California. Hi, Luke. A lot of California calls. This is great. My home state. Welcome, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Use the force, well, Luke.
Oh, okay. Hi, how you doing there today?
Welcome aboard. Yeah, what's on your mind today? Hit me with your best shot.
Okay, well, it's kind of a big question. You know, I know that Catholics are, you know, we're all Christians, but my main question is, for Catholics, why do they announce themselves as Catholics first and then Christians second? Why is the big C on Catholics and a lowercase c on Christianity?
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. There are a couple reasons for it. One is that the usage of the term Catholic began very early in Christianity. So by about the end of the first century, beginning of the second century, we see evidence in writings of, for example, St. Ignatius of Antioch, that the church by that point was being called Catholic, the Catholic Church. And the other reason is, and so just to finish on that point, the custom was to just refer to the Catholic Church to designate or to denote those specific followers of Jesus who held to the teachings that were given by the apostles. And that leads to the next answer, which is because nowadays the word Christian is so elastic and so broad that it can mean many different things to different people. So the term Catholic, it gives a level of precision as to which exact group of people are we talking about. And it's interesting, there was a dialogue or a debate, you might say, between St. Augustine and a fellow of his generation named Petilianus. And Petilianus was, I believe he was a Donatist, and he was claiming that he and his heretical group were Catholic. And so St. Augustine wrote back to him, and he said, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, because either you're joking, because, you know, we all know that you're not really Catholic, or you really mean this seriously. And if you mean it seriously, then I have to cry because it means you're so ignorant that you don't understand. Now, that's Augustine talking to Petilianus. I'm not saying that to you, Luke. And he goes through this explanation to show that the word Catholic from those earliest years has been used as a way to kind of separate from ambiguity what this particular church that Jesus established is and what it stands for and what it believes and teaches. So you might want to check that out, his epistle or his dialogue with Petilianus. I wouldn't be surprised if that got a lot more into the heart of the question you're asking. But what do you think about that thus far?
I think it's very interesting. I'm very new to the Catholic faith. I've been learning a lot about it. My girlfriend's Catholic. She's just been teaching me and just, you know, guiding me through just learning a bunch of just, you know, about everything basically. Because I'm an evangelical Christian, so this is sort of a new world for me, so to say.
I can bet. Yeah.
And that's been my one main question. I mean, obviously, you know, there are other questions that I'm having that, you know, Father Chan from her parish is helping me with and other things, you know, in regards to like confession. Excellent. And this and that. But I think that's just been my main question is, you know, why do Catholics, and this is just from, you know, me being an evangelical, I don't mean anything personally by it, but it seems like Catholics kind of separate themselves from that term a little bit of being Christian. Yes, they are Christian, but they seem to put the Catholic denomination first.
Yeah, and I see where you're coming from. It makes perfect sense from where you're standing. Keep in mind that the Catholic Church doesn't see itself as a denomination, but it is the church that Christ established. And then there are denominations, say, within the Protestant world, but that's not the same as the Catholic Church itself. So that's just coming from a Catholic perspective. That's why you notice this phenomenon. But it is more and more common that Catholics will refer to themselves as Catholic Christians, and there's benefit to doing that. But the point you're making is a really good one. What is so unique and special about the Catholic Church? If indeed there is something special, what is it? And why is the Catholic Church unique unto itself in that regard? Let me make a book recommendation, Luke. A book called Surprised by Truth might help you kind of sort out some of these issues. It's a compendium of men and women who used to be, in some cases, very anti-Catholic. In all cases, they were evangelical Protestants, and they wound up becoming Catholic. And they work through, page after page, the biblical and historical and theological things that really bugged them about the Catholic Church. And I'm not saying that you're bugged by the Catholic Church, but you might enjoy reading that book, Surprised by Truth, as a kind of a guide as you're on the journey here.
All right. Let me just write that down really quick.
Yeah, it's Surprised by Truth. It's got a purple cover, and you can get it anywhere. Get it online. Get it at a Catholic bookstore. But I would say that book will help a lot. Thanks for the call, and my thanks to all of you who called. I really enjoyed all the challenging questions, and let's do it again. Let's do it again as soon as possible. And between now and then, I will be praying for you and ask you to please pray for me. And stay tuned for The Inner Life with Chuck Neff right after this.